the Horus Heresy. The Dark King by Graham McNeil. Read by Danny Webb. Where before there had been light, now there was only darkness. The hot, urgent pulse of near death surged in his veins, the bitter flavor of betrayal, fully expected, yet wholly unwelcome. This was what it would come to, he knew. This was the inevitable result of naive belief in the goodness of the human heart. Death filled his senses, blood coating his teeth, and a sharp reek of it thick in his nostrils. As though it were yesterday, long buried memories of years spent on the night world of Nostromo emblazoned themselves on the forefront of his thoughts. Haunted darkness, punctured by stuttering lumen strips that fizzed in the shimmering, rain-slicked streets, and the stillness of a population kept quiescent with fear. From out of this fetid darkness had come illumination and hope, the promise of a better future. But now that hope was dashed as the bright lance of the future seared itself into his thoughts. The death of a world in a great eye, black and gold, watching it burn. Astartes fighting to the death beneath a red-lit sky, a golden eagle cast from the heavens. He screamed in pain as images of destruction and the end of all things paraded before his mind's eye. Voices called out to him. He heard his name, the name his father had bestowed upon him and the one his people had given him in the fearful watches of the dark. He opened his eyes and let the visions fade from his mind as the sensations of the physical world returned to him. Blood and salty tears stung his eyes, and he looked over to the sound of voices calling his name. Horrified faces stared at him in fear, but that was nothing new. Babble spewed from their mouths, but he could make nothing of it. The sense of the words lost in the screaming white noise filling his skull. What sight could be so terrible? What could evoke such horror? He looked down as he realized he squatted atop another living, breathing figure. A giant in torn golden robes, his bone-white hair spattered with gleaming ruby droplets. A mantle of red velvet, trimmed with golden weave, spread out beneath him like a bloodstain. Tanned iron flesh, open and bleeding. He took in the destruction wrought on the body beneath him, raising his hands, balled into fists. Blood dripped from his fingertips, and he could taste the warm richness of the genetic mastery encoded into every molecule upon his teeth. He knew this giant. His name was legendary, his stony heart and mastery of war unmatched. His name was Rogel Dorn. He looked up again as he heard his own name, given voice by a warrior in the golden plate armor of the Imperial Fists who bore the black and white heraldry of his first captain. He knew this warrior too. "Curse!" cried Sigismund. "What have you done?"